This is Jay Sekulow on the road. Horrifying developments in the Middle East. We're talking about it next.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Yesterday, our U.S. diplomatic post in Benghazi, Libya, was attacked. Heavily armed militants assaulted the compound and set fire to our buildings. 4 Americans were killed.
We mourn their loss and join together in prayer that the spirit of the Almighty might comfort the families of those who have been so brutally slain.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Today, the loss of these 4 Americans is fresh, but our memories of them linger on.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
This is Jay Sekulow. As you can tell, I'm on the road today, but I wanted to get in this conversation early. David French is in our media center, Fan Bennett in our offices in Washington, D.C. And as all of you know, there have been horrifying developments in both Egypt and Libya. Starting with Libya first, the reaction there to the assassination, that's what I'm calling it, of our ambassador to Libya, Ambassador Stevens, is horrifying. And the response of the White House has been very, very weak. You also have a situation in Egypt where protesters in front of our embassy actually broke into the embassy, taking down the American flag, putting up flags representing radical Islamists, talking about there is no God but Allah. And what is the response of the embassy under the Obama administration? It is an apology for American First Amendment activities. They're blaming this on a movie trailer that was negative towards radical Islamists. Now, obviously, that's no excuse to take kind of violent action that was taken, but also it's called the First Amendment in the United States. David French is a senior counsel with the ACLJ, and of course, is also a U.S. JAG officer, Judge Advocate General for the Army. David, you've been in the region, of course. What's your reaction to this? I mean, we got the body of the ambassador basically being manhandled by these radicals after he was killed, and then the situation in Egypt.
It's no coincidence that this happened on September 11th. It's no coincidence that the black flag of Al-Qaeda was seen in Egypt and in Libya. And let's not forget, I mean, Libya is a country that we helped liberate with the force of our own arms. And Egypt is a country that where we helped get the rebels in power. And now this is how we're being repaid. This is how we're being thanked. It was a stunning display of weakness from our administration when in the midst of an attack on our embassy, in the midst of an attack, they reaffirm an apology for the free speech rights of an American citizen.
That was incredible, folks. All right, by the way, we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. David, I want to follow up on that because here's my concern. The response from the administration is tepid, to say the least. The president is, of course, we're going to play some of the sound bites. The president made a statement. Mitt Romney made statements. We need to get it very clear here to the American people. We are spending $1.5 billion of additional aid going to Egypt and the military, which could then turn around and use these very weapons that they acquire against Israel. And at the same time, we help liberate Libya. And what happens? Our ambassador's killed. And we're giving money to these governments. That's what's got to stop here.
Well, that's what's stunning here. I mean, let's be very clear about, in particular, what happened in Cairo. The situation's more complex in Libya. But in Cairo, they stood aside and let this happen. There's been no apology from Egypt. They let our embassy be stormed. They let our flag be pulled down. They let the black flag of Islamic radicalism be raised over our own embassy. And we pay them for it. That is intolerable. It has to stop.
All right, folks, what we're doing right now is calling on our government to immediately stop sending money. I'm talking about over $1.5 billion. I'm sure when you add Libya, we don't have the exact figures yet. We're talking well over $2 billion of our taxpayer money going to these governments that are allowing our U.S. personnel to be killed. And we're issuing apology statements? This is ridiculous. If you want to take action and join on to this committee demanding this petition, demanding the funding be stopped, you go to your phones right now. The number is 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org and sign that petition now. But let's enough with the funding. Let's register our protest. It's our money, folks. It doesn't need to be going to Islamic radicals. 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
The Middle East is exploding. The U.S. ambassador to Libya and three members of his staff have been murdered. Radical extremists scaled the embassy walls and attacked our compound. Those who murdered our diplomats celebrated their deaths while burning American flags. This senseless anti-American violence has spilled over to Egypt as well, where the Muslim Brotherhood, controlled by radical Islamists, head up the government. Protesters stormed the U.S. embassy in Cairo, scaling the wall and tearing down an American flag. During this critical time, the ACLJ is calling on the Obama administration to stand up for America, stop apologizing, and condemn these abhorrent acts. Also, stop all U.S. funding to these countries. It's time to stop sending U.S. dollars to nations that want to destroy America. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org. The Middle East is exploding. The U.S. ambassador to Libya and three members of his staff have been murdered. Radical extremists scaled the embassy walls and attacked our compound. Those who murdered our diplomats celebrated their deaths while burning American flags. This senseless anti-American violence has spilled over to Egypt as well, where the Muslim Brotherhood, controlled by radical Islamists, head up the government. Protesters stormed the U.S. embassy in Cairo, scaling the wall and tearing down an American flag. During this critical time, the ACLJ is calling on the Obama administration to stand up for America, stop apologizing, and condemn these abhorrent acts. Also, stop all U.S. funding to these countries. It's time to stop sending U.S. dollars to nations that want to destroy America. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
Welcome back. This is David French from our media offices in Tennessee, and Than Bennett is on the line in Washington, D.C. And we were talking about the terrible events yesterday on September 11, 2012, attack on our diplomatic mission in Libya, attack on our embassy in Egypt, four Americans dead, including the first ambassador to be killed since 1979. Unbelievable events of the last few days. And before we go any further, Than, I would just like to say that our hearts go out to the families of those four Americans. By all accounts, these individuals were American heroes, people who had dedicated themselves to serving our country in some of the most hostile and dangerous ground imaginable. And what they went through and what their families are going through, it's just hard to put into words. And so we just pray a blessing on their families and what a horrible, horrible tragedy on, of all days, September 11th. I mean, as I was looking at the images of this, I can't remember the last time in the last few years where I have been angrier at what I have seen unfold. Here we have, in the Middle East, Libya, a country whose government we put into power through the force of American arms, unable to protect our embassy in Libya. And then we have a government in Egypt that we fund more than $1 billion a year for their military, for to prop up their economy. And not only do they stand aside and let our embassy be stormed, but they stand aside as they raise the black flag of Al-Qaeda, of Islamic radicalism, over our own embassy. And then, to add insult to injury, not only do they not apologize, the Muslim Brotherhood is calling for more protests on Friday. I mean, this is an intentional provocation against the United States of America, and it is appalling that we are paying these people to attack us.
Yeah, it's despicable, David. And just real quickly, if you want to be a part of the broadcast, you can call in. It's 1-800-684-3110. David and I are going to be taking your calls again, 1-800-684-3110. And David, I just want to echo your thoughts quickly, and then we can get into the funding question. But this is, you know, it's shocking. It's despicable. Our hearts and prayers are certainly going to go out to the families of Ambassador Chris Stevens, I believe Foreign Service Officer Sean Smith, and then a couple of others whose names haven't been released as they look to notify the family. Certainly heroes to our country. They died in service to our country. We certainly pay our respects to them. But David, you're right. It's time for us to wake up on this funding issue. I mean, I'm just just going to say it like it is, and some people aren't going to like this, David, but the United States of America has been the most generous nation in the history of the world. I mean, there's no question. We've been abundantly blessed. We have a lot of resources. But, David, we have generously shared those blessings with those around the world. We've done it in times of plenty. We've done it in recent years when things have been a little bit more lean for us. And just to echo your example, Egypt gets almost $2 billion annually from the United States taxpayer. It goes up and down a little on an annual basis. And about three-quarters of that, David, goes specifically for military funding. It makes up about a quarter of Egypt's budget. And, folks, I just got to tell you, this is enough. It's enough is enough, and it's time for the U.S. to quit funding these governments who demonstrate that they want to destroy us, that they want to harm us, and in the case of yesterday, that those who kill our diplomats. It's the most basic principle that I can think of. We are not going to give money to those who act as our enemy. It's time to end that funding, and if you agree with us, send that message to the United States Congress, to the President of the United States. It's time to stop that funding. Call now. Sign our petition, 877-989-2255. Again, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. But, David, my patience is gone. We've given a lot of warnings on this. The time is up. It's time for this funding to end.
Well, you know, how many more warnings do we need before we wake up and realize that we are funding the enemy with your money, with my money, with the money from the listeners right now? And again, that number is 877-989-2255. And we want thousands of you to sign a petition demanding that we stop funding people who are proving themselves to be our enemy. Where is the apology from Egypt? No apology from Egypt. Where was the security when the protesters were storming our embassy? There was no security. Instead, they stood by and watched the black flag of Al-Qaeda be hoisted over our embassy on September 11th. Horrifying. Horrifying. Now, in Libya, you know, the situation is much murkier, much more complex, but there are reports indicating that that was a coordinated, possibly Al-Qaeda attack on our embassy. And we understand that there are some Libyans who stood and fought on the side of Americans to try to protect Americans, and we are grateful for their support and sacrifice. But I tell you, we also have funded, and not just funded, but used American military might to bring down the Gaddafi regime, and no one mourns that regime. But here we are, just a few short months later, and we're having the United States ambassador killed in a country that we helped liberate. You know, it demonstrates the gravity of the problem with radical Islam. And I tell you, unless we get a handle on Egypt, unless we get a handle on what's happening in the most powerful country in the Middle East, aside from Israel, the most powerful Arab country in the Middle East, unless we get a handle on that, we are looking at some very, very grim days ahead. Let's take some calls, and please call into us, 1-800-684-3110. We want to know what you guys are thinking. And let's go to Robert in California on line 4. Robert, you are on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, my question is, doesn't this kind of remind you of Jimmy Carter and what we went through with Iran in 1979? Isn't this a repeat of history?
Well, you know, you raise a great question, and the parallels are eerie. I mean, let's think about this. During that time in 1979, we had a formerly strong American ally, the Shah of Iran, deposed in a popular revolution that quickly turned into a revolution led by and orchestrated by Islamic radicals. In 2011, 2012, you have an American ally deposed in a popular revolution that turns into something led by and orchestrated by Islamic radicals. You have this attack on our embassy. Thankfully, this time, there were not any Americans in the embassy to be taken, to be seized, or to be killed in Egypt. Unfortunately, that wasn't the case in Libya. There are eerie parallels. And Dan, you know, one of the things that I learned when I was overseas is that in the Middle East, weakness kills. If you are weak, people die, because Islamic radicals only understand the language of strength. Do you think that message is going to get through in Washington?
Well, you know, it's about time that it should. I mean, you know, David, when President Obama took office, we heard this quote from him. He said, "I truly believe that the day I'm inaugurated, not only does this country look at itself differently, but the world looks at America differently. The world will have confidence that I am listening to them and that our future and our security is tied up with our ability to work with other countries in the world." David, it was a shift in U.S. foreign policy from one of strength to one of appeasement, from one of making sure that you chose what side you were on. You were either with the United States or you were against us, to a shift that we're seeing now where we're going to work with you. We're going to talk with you. We're going to give you aid no matter how you treat us. And David, I have to tell you, it is not working. Of course, we should be generous. And if people demonstrate that they want to be our allies, that they want to work with us, that they want to keep the world safe and secure, absolutely, we should be partners with them. But we should not be partners with people who have demonstrated that they want to end us, that they want to destroy us, that they want to wipe our allies off the face of the map, as is the case with Israel. We've seen this time and time at the UN. So if you want to ask whether or not that message is getting through in Washington, David, there has been a big shift, at least on Pennsylvania Avenue, down at the White House, in how we approach foreign policy. Not only has that message not gotten through at the White House, they have intentionally gone the other direction entirely.
Than, we've got Jay calling in on the road. Jay, are you there? Go ahead.
Yeah, and I've been monitoring this carefully. Let's put one thing in perspective here. You've got a situation where we were providing and have been providing significant resources to Egypt. But they are no longer an ally. I think we have to be clear here. The Egyptian regime has called for a conquest mentality. It is run by the Muslim Brotherhood. What you're seeing in Egypt, what you saw in Libya, and what we're seeing in Libya and now in other countries apparently in the Middle East, is a coordinated effort on 9/11 to disrupt and, of course, kill our embassy personnel. That's an attack on America's sovereignty. That's the focus of what we have to be on. So, folks, what we've got to do collectively here, and I think it's critical that we do this, we have to make sure that our taxpayer dollars, that's the message that goes to Egypt, they don't get our $1.5 billion, that government folds. So we've got to get Than and our government affairs team working aggressively on this, and I know they will. We need to make sure your voice is heard. So, folks, we want that defunding of this $1.5 billion special plan going to Egypt stop now, and we want to stand with our ally Israel. I mean, the president wouldn't even meet with Benjamin Netanyahu, and now you've got the Middle East in an uproar again. Folks, the number is 1-877-989-2255. If you want to go ahead and get on this petition, it's 1-877-989-2255. You can also call us at or sign up at ACLJ.org, a very easy way to do it, ACLJ.org. But, folks, we've got to take a stand here. There is no excuse for this. We've got to fight back and fight back aggressively. And the way to do that right now is the funding stops and maybe this implosion stops as well. Here's the number, 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also sign it again at ACLJ.org, folks. But we have got to take a stand here. Our ally Israel's in harm's way, and so are U.S. personnel and several dead because of this. 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
The Middle East is exploding. The U.S. ambassador to Libya and three members of his staff have been murdered. Radical extremists scaled the embassy walls and attacked our compound. Those who murdered our diplomats celebrated their deaths while burning American flags. This senseless anti-American violence has spilled over to Egypt as well, where the Muslim Brotherhood, controlled by radical Islamists, head up the government. Protesters stormed the U.S. embassy in Cairo, scaling the wall and tearing down an American flag. During this critical time, the ACLJ is calling on the Obama administration to stand up for America, stop apologizing, and condemn these abhorrent acts. Also, stop all U.S. funding to these countries. It's time to stop sending U.S. dollars to nations that want to destroy America. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, ACLJ.org. The Middle East is exploding. The U.S. ambassador to Libya and three members of his staff have been murdered. Radical extremists scaled the embassy walls and attacked our compound. Those who murdered our diplomats celebrated their deaths while burning American flags. This senseless anti-American violence has spilled over to Egypt as well, where the Muslim Brotherhood, controlled by radical Islamists, head up the government. Protesters stormed the U.S. embassy in Cairo, scaling the wall and tearing down an American flag. During this critical time, the ACLJ is calling on the Obama administration to stand up for America, stop apologizing, and condemn these abhorrent acts. Also, stop all U.S. funding to these countries. It's time to stop sending U.S. dollars to nations that want to destroy America. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
Welcome back. This is David French from our media offices with Than Bennett in Washington, and Jay will be on the line from the road as well later on in this segment. And you know, we're talking right now about the appalling atrocities that took place in Libya and Egypt on September 11th of all days. And once again, want to reiterate that our hearts go out to the families of the four Americans who were slain in service of their country overseas. These people are heroes. And we should honor their sacrifice and honor the sacrifice of their families. And it is just a shame that this occurred in a country that we helped liberate, in a country that we put the new government in power. What a heartbreaking shame. And then over in Egypt, it's appalling that a government that we are funding, stood aside and let protesters take our embassy, tear down the American flag, hoist up the flag of Al-Qaeda. And if Americans had been in the embassy, there is no telling what would have occurred and what atrocities would have occurred. And this government that we are funding is not only not apologizing, they're calling for more protests on Friday to protest some YouTube film allegedly insulting the Prophet Muhammad. And here's the thing that galls me, Than, and well, there's a number of things that are galling about this situation. But in addition to funding this Egyptian government that is not our ally, that is making it clear that it's our enemy, when this initial attack occurred, the U.S. Embassy had put out a statement essentially apologizing for the free speech of Americans. And then as the attack was going on through its Twitter feed, doubled down on that apology to apologize for the free speech activities of Americans. This is weakness. We do not need to apologize for the free speech activities of American citizens. If the Muslims don't like our free speech or the free speech of an American, they can disagree. They can disagree. They don't storm our embassies, tear down our flag, hoist the flag of Al-Qaeda. They don't attack and kill our own people. It's unbelievable.
This was, and not only that, David, but this was not a YouTube from the United States government. This was from a U.S. citizen with no affiliation to the U.S. government. And sure, there might have been offense taken to it, but to blame that YouTube and to use it as an excuse to kill a foreign diplomat, that is just beyond the pale. And listen, it wasn't just the people that perpetrated this crime, David. This was the statement from the Afghan president. He called it an inhuman and abusive act by the makers of the film, without referencing those who actually perpetrated this crime. And David, I have to tell you, this is a repeat of history. We've spent the last several years up at the United Nations working against something known as the Defamation of Religions Resolution. This is an idea that you can have protection from being offended by speech. It really turns free speech and free right to exercise your faith on its head and says that you can't even offend my faith. So this, this YouTube allegedly offended Muhammad. It was offensive to the reputation of Muhammad. Therefore, it justifies these violent acts. That's ridiculous. Let me tell you what's offensive to me. When you're burning the U.S. flag and when you're burning pictures of the United States president, that's offensive to me, no matter who the president is at any given time. But David, that does not give me a right to resort to violence. That does not give me a right, just because I'm offended, to go after your foreign diplomat who's there trying to further your interest in a relationship between the two countries. So, President Karzai's got this wrong, and certainly the perpetrators of this violent act have it wrong. They don't have a right to not be offended.
Well, we're taking action. We are, our government affairs team is going to be on this, trying to end American support for an enemy government in Egypt, for a government that is an enemy of Israel and is now making it clear it's an enemy of the United States of America. If you call 1-877-989-2255, you can make your voice heard. We are launching a petition to end American support for an enemy government in Egypt. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or you can go to aclj.org and easily sign that petition. We've got a full bank of calls here. Let's go to Charlie in Nevada on line six. Charlie, you are on the air.
I've been listening to this, and I don't know why anybody would really be surprised. We've done it before. It seems to be that the leadership we have now, they really don't have much discernment in what they're doing. And, personally, I think he's spending more time on attacking Mitt Romney than paying attention to the leadership that we need in this country.
Well, you raise a good point about attacking a political opponent. I mean, right now we are watching the Obama strategy, which was predicated upon his overwhelming personality overcoming hatred of America. We're watching that explode in front of our eyes. I mean, the administration jumped on the Arab Spring, believing that these quote-unquote Facebooking and Twittering mobs were going to be ushering in a new era of liberal democracy. That is not what is happening across the region. The Arab Spring is becoming an Arab winter, to borrow the words from Mitt Romney. And let's watch what will happen in the next few days and weeks. You're going to see a massive effort by the administration and its allies in the mainstream media to divert responsibility for their failed vision in the Middle East. But it is up to us. It is up to us to keep the focus where it needs to be. We need to demand that the United States government not spend my money and your money to fund the military of a country that stands aside as our embassy is attacked, a country that declares its intention, that declares openly its intentions to dishonor the Camp David peace accords with Israel, that is moving tanks into the Sinai, where for the first time in decades, terrorist attacks have been launched from Egyptian soil against Israel. All of this stuff is happening in a context and in a larger global context that demonstrates that we are drifting and spiraling towards an intolerable and possibly violent resolution to what's happening in Egypt.
David, let me chime in on this funding question, because I don't think this is a political question. I think both parties have a responsibility to hold those who are receiving U.S. aid their feet to the fire. But listen, just back in March, Congress had appropriated this $1.3 billion in military funding to Egypt, but it was the responsibility of Secretary of State Hillary Clinton to make sure that they certified their human rights record. That didn't happen, and yet Hillary Clinton still went ahead and released that $1.3 billion in funding. And Jay, this is something that we really have to focus in on, because this is, yes, Congress's responsibility, but the administration has really been lacking here as well.
Well, I think this was a huge mistake by the administration, and the end result is, by not verifying the human rights abuses, which we know, of course, were going on, there was a calculated political move here. Here's the problem with it. We now have an ambassador killed in Libya. We've got American flags and American personnel being harmed in Egypt. We've got unrest now in other portions of the Middle East. Some of these countries, including Egypt and Libya, we helped fund their liberation, so to speak, which tells you we never knew who we were dealing with. And that is the real problem with all of this. You support these regimes, and the end result is it is the Islamic Brotherhood running the government. And that is a dangerous thing and something we're taking direct action about, folks. And that's where you come in. We thought we were going to be talking about pro-life cases this week. Well, that's not the case. With this going on, we've got to take direct action. Sam was just talking about the funding situation. We've got to demand. It's your money, folks. The American people need to rise up and speak out here. Sign on to this petition. We want direct action. We want it now. The number is 1-877-989-2255. Let me give you the number again. It's 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org. But let me urge you, folks, take action right now. It's our money. We don't want it going to an Islamic regime. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
During this critical time, the ACLJ is calling on the Obama administration to stand up for America, stop apologizing, and condemn these abhorrent acts. Also, stop all U.S. funding to these countries. It's time to stop sending U.S. dollars to nations that want to destroy America. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.